The Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, discusses if there is a halacha of Megillah regarding the milk of Behema, which is Kachim. Tosfos, Divrei Hamaskel Cholov, gives two explanations why there is no Megillah by the milk. One pshat that Tosfos suggests is that the milk of animals that are kachim are permitted after the milking was done. And Tosfos says that even though the Gemara many times mentions that kachim are usur begiza, bechaliva, that means the act of cutting the wool, the act of milking those animals is what's prohibited. But once you have the milk is mutter, there is no kedusha in the milk. The other pshat that Tosfos suggests is that the milk is indeed kadosh. However, as we keep on learning in our Masechta, not all kachim are automatically subject to Hilchas Mila. To be subject to Hilchas Mila, it has to be kotshe Hashem, something that can be put on the Mizbeach. And since it's not put on the Mizbeach, and as our Gemara also says, that it's not an integral part of the animal. The Gemara differentiates between milk and blood. And therefore, although they have Kedusha, and you may not drink that milk, it's not subject to Hilchas Mila. There's a very famous question that's discussed by many Poskim. And that is, if on Pesach a cow ate chametz, what would be the halacha of the milk that that cow produces? Is that milk considered like chametz? Particularly, say the Poskim, since we know when we speak about chametz on Pesach, the halacha is that even a mashuhu of chametz is asur, and therefore, certainly this chametz that the cow ate helped produce the milk, and therefore it should be usur? Or is the milk not considered part? Is the milk not considered part of the cow? At first glance, we could perhaps suggest that this is the machlokes rishonim that Tosfos is speaking about. The first opinion that we quoted from Tosfos that says that the milk of kachim doesn't have a din of kachim, because the milk is not considered an extension of the animal from which it came. The other opinion that said that it is considered kachim, for a separate reason, there's no din of meila, but it is considered kachim, seems to say that it's an extension of the cow. So it could be that this question is a machloikis rishonim. The Shalos Hatshuvos, Toras Chesed, Simon Chof Aleph, discusses this question, and he quotes a very famous Rabbeinu Yoina. There's an animal, many say it's actually the mink animal, that blood accumulates in its glands, and that blood ultimately it transforms into musk, a perfume. And the question is, what's the halachic static of that musk? Is it considered dam, which is the opinion of the Ramah, because since it emanates from dam, it's considered dam? The Rabbeinu Yoina says that, no, yes, it might have started off as dam, but now it turned into musk, and musk is not blood. The Magen Avraham in Ohr Chaim, Simon Reish Tezayin Sif Katan Gimel, quotes this Rabbeinu Yoina, and he brings a raya that it should be also. He says, because the Gemara asks in Masechta B'chayris, Dav Vav Amabez, how can we drink milk? Not milk from an animal that's kachim. Milk comes from an animal. So why is milk mutter? And the Gemara gives answers. One of the famous answers is because the Torah compares Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. If you're not allowed to eat, if you're not allowed to drink milk, why is Eretz Yisrael being compared to something you can't drink? But what do you see? But why was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was based on the concept that how is milk produced? Dam nekar, the milk, the blood turns into chalav. So we see the fact that something transfers, of not that there was a special heter in the Torah, it would be usur. So here too, the milk, even though it came out of kachim, the milk maybe should be like all milk, says the Torah's Chesed, that there's a special gzeris akosif that it's mutter. And just like we could drink milk from regular cows, we could drink milk from kachim cows, because as we just explained, milk has special halachas. But that doesn't mean that those halachas would apply to Pesach. So we have this question, what is the status of milk? The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Mem Ches, Sif Cotton Lam Gimel, at the end of the Sif Cotton, discusses this question. This is obviously a very famous, important question. How do we drink milk? So the Mishnah Brura says, Alin Yechol Shel Behema, Shechel Escham, it's a cow that ate chametz, a fili shel nachri, even if it belonged to a non-Jew, nachri ku achroinim bezetz, a machlokes achroinim, das a prima godim lahata, a cholav, shechova ach meis leis. After 24 hours, after the milk came from the body of the cow, it may be eaten. V'yesh makilim, and there are those that hold a fil by b'yoyim, and machal shachs for avs advarim amatarim. So Mr. Brewer's opinion seems to be that certainly the next day it's mutter, and certainly we have to take into consideration if it didn't only eat chametz to gefood. Remoshim the shalat chuvus oros moshe orchaim chelik aleph simon kuf mem zayin takes the opinion that if somebody knows for a fact that an animal which was owned by a Jew ate chametz on Pesach, he says, Mi'ikur adin, it's mutter. But Ramosha says that about nefesh should be machmer. But Adavim Ramosha says, if you don't know that it ate chametz, you need not be concerned that it ate chametz. Moreover, Ramosha says that his entire concern is only by an animal owned by a Jew. But an animal owned by an Akum, Ramosha's mekel. Others are more machmer and say we should never drink milk from an animal that ate chametz. And again, it seems only if the animal ate only chametz, it seems that if its diet is not strictly chametz, we could be more makel. Actually, the Shari Tshuva here in Simon Tuf Mem Ches suggests that the discussion is now limited to milk. What about meat or poultry that only ate chametz should have the same halacha? And therefore, the Shor Mitzvah Halacha says that there was a minig that people prepared before Pesach all of the milk and chicken and meat that they were going to eat, and there for sure there is no issue, and that would be, of course, a very good eitzah. The other eitzah, which is done by many of the companies nowadays that have certification, kosher certification for Pesach, is they make sure that the animals that they're serving don't eat, that the animals that are being certified kosher Pesach don't eat chametz, and there won't be any shayla on the milk that those animals produce. I also saw that the Marshag, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Marshag, Chelek Beis, Simen Pei Hei, has a long discussion, and his attitude is that it's for sure mutter. He says, don't even have to rely on Zevas Agoyrim. The milk is not the chametz. And therefore, even though the cow ate chametz, that doesn't mean that the cow is chametz. And therefore, his attitude to the person who writes him the shaila is that he's very busy answering shailas and being the rov of his city, and he doesn't have time to discuss shailas that are obviously mutter. But it's very interesting, he says, that even though he takes such a strong position that the milk of a cow that ate chametz is mutter, he says that he originally lived in the city of Munkach, and apparently in that city the minig was not to drink milk from a cow that ate chametz. Therefore, even though he holds lalochet's mutter, he didn't drink that milk. But in the city where he was the Rav, and where his father was the Rav, the minig was to eat that milk, and certainly it's permitted.